This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We do not play favorites here on Melissa and Austin, but if we did, this man would be at the top of the list. Joining us right now is the man who is rocking out not just one, but two sold-out nights at Joe's Live beginning tomorrow night. It's, of course, Russell Dickerson. Russell, what's up?
What's up?
Oh, hi.
I'm freaking great. I'm just calling to tell her that Austin's having another baby.
Oh, wow. You broke the news.
Surprise.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, this is honestly the first time we've talked to Russ without him surprising us with something, right?
No, that's true.
You know, well, something.
It's early, though. Maybe he's still got some surprises for us.
If you guys are surprising me, I'm going to be so annoyed. No, Russ, we were surprised to find out that not only do we get WrestleMania coming to Joe's Live for one night, we got a second night added, which is so exciting for us.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what happens when Chicago is on their good behavior. They get two nights of WrestleMania.
We've been really good. You can tell Russ is a father of two young kids. It's like, look, if you're good, you get good things.
You get rewards.
Yeah. Well, it also helps that it's sold out. Everybody's coming.
Because I was going to say, like, the last time you were in Chicago was the day my daughter was born, October 27th of 2023.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That is right. It's been too long.
What can we expect from WrestleMania?
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, just top to bottom mayhem. I mean, we're gonna play the hits, you know, yours and Lovey like I used to, but the Artie party is already rambunctious. It's just going to a complete extreme another level.
Okay. All right.
I kinda like it. Can you give like one example of what might you do?
Oh, gee, I don't want to give too much away, but there's definitely going to be a fur coat involved, at least one fur coat.
Oh, wow.
There's definitely going to be some wrestlers involved. We're getting, like, an actual WrestleMania announcer to announce the entire show.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going all the way WrestleMania.
I love that. I can't wait. Really leaning in. Yeah. Now, will the shirt stay on the whole time? Like, are you going to do one of those, like, Hulkamania tear away the shirt moments
Absolutely.
In the show?
Absolutely. I did that before my show was even wrestling.
What about those, like, tight WrestleMania shorts?
Ooh, Mel, easy.
If this is a personal request, then I'm in.
Okay.
Consider it done.
Mel, he is married man.
No,
he is
I know,
a married man.
It's just
man.
A wrestling thing. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. Russ, dude, look, we are so excited to see you the next couple of nights at Joe's Live in Rosemont, but before we let you go, are you cool playing a real quick game with us?
Of course. I knew this was coming.
You knew it was coming.
This is what we do
you
here.
Can't just call in and talk about the tour of the song. You got to play ridiculous game.
This is how we do it. You know, we love putting our favorite artists on the spot.
I love being put on the spot.
The game, of course, is called One's Gotta Go. And we are going to play it next with Russell Dickerson right here on Melissa and Austin. Melissa.
Austin.
You ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. It's time now for One's Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. And we are joined right now by the guy we were just talking to, a man who's going to be rocking out Joe's Live in Rosemont tomorrow and Friday, both sold-out shows.
I know. Two shows. That's how huge he is.
So excited to play some One's Gotta Go with our guy, Russell Dickerson. Russell, really the only rule to this game is the name of the game. We're going to give you a couple of options. You just have to tell us which one has got to go. Sound good?
Great.
All right, let's start here. One's got to go between your two songs. God Gave Me a Girl or Bones?
Ooh, God Gave Me a Girl.
That's got to go.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, first of all, Bones is more fresh to me. I love playing it. And Bones hits me way harder than God Gave Me a Girl.
Really?
Does it really? Why is that?
Yeah. Great question. I don't know. I'm just feeling that one.
Will God ever give you a girl?
Ooh, I have no idea. I think if God gives us a girl next, we might be done.
Okay, but it is on the table? But, or are we looking for a third?
Oh, definitely more, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Look at that. I like the family potentially growing.
My wife has 5 older brothers. So,
wow.
And her oldest brother has 7 children. So her family is like,
oh my goodness,
massive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So but just to have 2 is like, they're like, the grandparents are like, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to go to 7?
No. That's a good word.
Okay. Just wondering.
Well, you know the old saying, 2's a party, but 3's an RD party.
Yeah. All right. How about this one for 1's Gotta Go? Selling jeans with Austin when you guys used to work together, or touring across the whole United States?
Is it so easy?
What? For the homie touring across the United States. life was so much simpler then.
It really was.
Getting paid $7.25 an hour, folding jeans, playing Third Eye Blind.
Do you ever think about how much hair gel we wore in our head back then?
Oh, bro, dude.
What would you do with your, $250 paycheck?
Oh, man. I'd probably spend it all on, like, Wendy's and... freaking emo CDs.
Taking
Back Sunday.
Dashboard Confessional, for sure.
Yeah.
Again, WrestleMania coming to town. Both nights sold out at Joe's Live in Rosemont. We're so excited to see you, Russell. But last one. 1's got to go. Your March 20th show at Joe's Live. Or your March 21st show at Joe's Live.
Yeah, Thursday versus Friday.
I think Friday.
Friday's got to go?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's the one I choose. Sorry.
My bad. You were shocking me there for a second.
Yeah. Maybe the dude likes to party on Thursdays. You never know. Okay. I like that. Well, listen, Russ, you are the man, dude.
You are so great.
We always appreciate getting to hang out with you and chat with you, and we cannot wait to actually hang out in person with you at WrestleMania. The RD party is coming back to Chicago.
Russ, right, baby.
Woohoo!
Russ, I do not mince words when I say we love you.
Hey, I love you guys more. Thanks for always taking the time.
Oh, we love you, so much. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
It's Melissa and Austin on US 99.